new Hot 96.9.
All right, if you're in a relationship and you're accepting friend requests from people on Facebook of the opposite sex that you don't know, you're asking for trouble. Hot 96.9, Get Up Crew. And we have somebody in this room who is going through this right now who is about to get a divorce. Our good friend and producer, Black Machismo.
Oh, God. It's like every week I'm on the verge of divorce.
I can't believe you're still married, to be honest.
Right?
No. So this is what. So what you were telling us off air. So you tell us the story. You went to dinner last night.
Yes, my favorite restaurant, Applebee's, last night with a group of friends of mine.
There's your first problem.
Yeah, we haven't been together in a while. So a group of the guys, the fellas, we all got together, went out, we ate really good, and the waitress was flirting all night. Like, flirting. Well, let me not say that, because to some degree, I'm wondering if it was just her trying to get...
Like,
you know,
strippers flirt with you too, right?
Wait, you say flirting or friendly, or she's trying to get a good tip?
Exactly.
Friendly, but it seemed to be directed only towards me. And it was three of my other dudes there.
So then that
happened. That's a key point right there.
Right. So everything goes fine. I get home. I wake up this morning and I do like a lot of people do is, you know, they check their phone. That's the first thing they do. Mm-hmm. I went on the Facebook and I see that the same waitress sent me a friend request.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I don't know her. I've never met her before. No interaction except for her waiting on our table last night.
And flirting with you.
And flirting. And now I'm trying to figure out if I should accept it or just move on.
No.
Really? Yeah, I mean... decline. Is there a decline button? Is that how you do it on Facebook?
Yeah.
Decline.
I don't know. I don't think it's that serious.
That's okay, talk about the flirtation a little bit. Was it, like, was there any touching? Like, and I'm not saying, like, rubbing all over you, but, like, putting a hand on your shoulder.
Yeah, she would, like graze my shoulders. She was smiling a lot, but it was focused on me. Asking, you know, is there anything else I can do for you?
You look like a big baller at the table.
Anyone's
balling at Applebee's with you.
It's a problem because...
Balling on a budget.
Most guys don't really know when somebody's flirting with them. They're always like, really? I didn't know. So the fact that you recognize that she was flirting with you...
I did, but again, I'm thinking that's just her trying to get a tip. So maybe... I should accept her friend request.
No,
hold on. Real quick, 617-288-1969 if you guys want to chime in on this.
I mean, just to even think, like, maybe I should refer, like, you need to just, like, wake up, walk to the bathroom, slap yourself a few times, throw some water on your face and go, okay, I'm
back.
You don't
accept random people's, like, friend requests?
I'm not accepting no female. Period. Because I have nothing in common with females unless they're diehard Pats fans and they want something signed.
Well, hold on one second. Because now your wife, Ebony, she stalks your Facebook pretty much. Like, put it this way. If you were to accept a new person on your Facebook, she'd know about it, right?
She wouldn't admit it, but I know she does it. So, yeah.
Right.
But she would know, like, on Facebook, right? Or I would say Facebook, right? Because that's more of the, with Twitter and Instagram, people just follow whoever. But on Facebook, the only people that are really following you or asking to follow you are, like, people that kind of know you. You know what I'm saying? So if there's like somebody like, who's this random person?
Right.
You know, random people just don't follow people on
Facebook.
Black
Machismo, we have some calls. Which line?
Terry, line one.
Terry, line one. Here we go. Terry's got something to tell you.
Hi, guys.
Terry,
hi.
What's up?
You better not.
There you go.
You better not.
Help this brother out.
Let me tell you something. This trick right here. See, did you have on a wedding ring?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't even think
now,
of that.
See, that's some trifling crap right here. Okay? Because, first of all, you're wearing a ring.
Uh-huh.
Second of all, if she was only interested in getting a tip, then that would have stopped right there. There's no reason why she should have looked you up on Facebook, Instagram, or anywhere else unless she was looking to get in them pants.
No, that's a good
point.
Terry brings up a great point. When you, listen, you're supposed to look for rings. That's like the number one thing when you're flirting with a guy.
But
you
don't
see
say
if
that
some,
that's number one.
But don't they say some women, when they see the ring, it's even more of a challenge?
Yes,
right?
Well, and Terry said, the trifling ones, apparently.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.